You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 336.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild with The Mind Aware, and welcome. Well, I have a treat for you today, because I don't know if you're like me, but I built my business on, like, sheer enthusiasm and chutzpah. Is that the word I'm looking for, right? Where you go out and you get excited and you build a business, and then you build it and you look back and you're like, hey, you know what? What are some of the foundational pieces that I didn't put into place? Or have you ever looked at your business and said, am I working too much for what I'm getting back? Or am I doing too many things? Is everything I'm doing paying off? Well, if this sounds like you, then guess what? You are in the right place, because I am here with Perry Marshall, and he is the author of the 80-20 book. And I know you've probably heard of the 80-20 rule, Pareto's principle, it's otherwise known as, but you haven't heard about it like this. So sit tight, and we're going to talk to Perry. Hi, Perry.
Hi, Dana. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on your show. It's a real honor. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're here, too. And I know I was so excited to dig into your book. The audience members don't know that you were really instrumental in me helping to launch The Mind Aware when I was setting systems up. I mean, I just studied everything. You're one of the best copywriters I know and a fantastic sales and marketing guru. And so when this book came out, I was so excited, because I think this is a foundational principle that so many people overlook. And so let's start with maybe explaining what is Pareto's principle.
So I'll start with the part that most people hopefully know, but then we're going to quickly get to the stuff that people don't. So Pareto's principle, a guy, an Italian economist 100 years ago, he figured out that 20% of the people made 80% of the money, owned 80% of the real estate, et cetera, and 20 people owned the other 80%. So a small number owned a large portion, and then a large portion split up, you know, of the people split up the rest. And he found that this was true, like, anywhere he went. And it almost didn't seem to matter what economic system or, you know, socialism or capitalism, it didn't really make any difference. It's still 20% of the people had 80% of the money. And I remember when I first heard about this, I went into sales and I ran a sales report, and I'm like, well, I'll be darned. It's actually true. Like, I went down this QuickBooks printout, and yeah, like, actually, it is true. Like, 20% of our customers are sending us 80% of the purchase orders. But, like, that's all that I really thought that it was. I thought it was just this kind of handy-dandy rule of thumb. There were two things that I didn't understand. The first thing that I just didn't grasp until much later was that this isn't just, like, kind of this economics thing. It's everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. It is all around you. I mean, I'm looking out the window. There's snow on the roof of my son's car. Okay, well, 80% of the snow is on 20% of the car. Okay. There's a sidewalk, there's a tree, 80% of the sap runs through 20% of the branches. There's a road, 80% of the traffic runs on 20% of the streets. I got my computer in front of me and 20% of the files take 80% of the hard drive space. And that's because 80-20 is actually a law of nature. It's like gravity. Okay. Except that like nobody really teaches us in school. Like I was at King's College in London 2 weeks ago and I was giving an 80-20 talk there because one of the professors heard about it. And so I'm there, and so there's all these like 22-year-old students in the room, and I go, how many of you know what the 80-20 rule is? And like 5% of them raised their hands, and the rest of them didn't know it. I'm like, well, this is going to be, if not the most important lecture you've heard this semester, maybe all 4 years. And I went on to really describe it. I mean, it's lakes and rivers and the size of craters on the moon and almost anything in a business.
True. Even in your house, you know, like 80% of your carpet is not walked on. 80% of the traffic is on 20% of the carpet. I mean,
right.
Look at everything. This starts to get, it's mind-boggling how big this is when you start to see it.
And once you start to see it, it's everywhere. And then, like, you know, that reticular activating system, the one that sees red Toyotas all this everywhere when you buy a red Toyota, right? That thing starts noticing it and it starts picking up on stuff. Now, the other thing about 80-20 is that it's fractal. Now, that's like a weird word, okay? But what it means is pattern inside a pattern inside a pattern inside a pattern, okay? That's what fractal means. So what that means is that if you look at the 20% of the people that own 80% of the wealth, 20% of the 20% own 80% of the 80%.
Right. Oh,
and
wow.
20%
powerful.
Of the 20% of the 20 own 80 of the 80 of the 80. So I call it 80-20 squared, 80-20 cubed, 80-20 to the fourth, 80-20 to the fifth. So if you actually work the numbers, it means that 4% of the people own 64% of the wealth, and 1% of the people own 50% of the wealth, and 0.2% of the people own 40% of the wealth. And so it's literally true, like from the whole wide world, 7 billion people, all the way down to, we could go all the way down to the top 10 richest people in the world, and it's still 80-20.
It's mind-blowing, and one of the reasons why I think your book is so powerful, and by the way, thank you for mentioning the reticular activating system. We talk about it here all the time, you know, and you all know, you know, as listeners, that my thing is mindset, and you know it should be combined with positive intentional action, mm-hmm. And I say, like, mindset's the only thing, right? But if you're going to combine it with action, this is the action to combine it with. This is the other only thing to know. Like, this is the powerhouse mindset action duo, because I want to reiterate something I read in your book that I think is so powerful about what you just said, about this thing about being fractal. If you can start to effectively apply this in your business, you're not talking about doubling your efforts. You're talking about exponentially improving the results that you're getting, like times 10, times 100, as much as deep as you can go inside that fractal formula. And so I want to make this really practical and useful for everybody. So let's talk strictly about what would be, okay, let me give you an example, Perry, and you see if you can roll with this, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm an entrepreneur, and out in the world, everybody's saying, get on Twitter and get on Facebook and get on Pinterest and get on Periscope and make sure you have Snapchat and are you blogging and all of this stuff. So when we're building our business, we're listening to everybody and we're
right.
doing all of these things. And I'm guessing you would say step one is to look at all of that crap you're doing and ask yourself, which 20% is really giving you traction? Is that a good place to start?
Oh, yes. Okay. So of all the media channels, you know, whether you're in three of them or whether you're in 15 of them, you're going to get 80% of your traction from 20% of them. Okay. Now, this is really, it's really important to understand that. Let me give you an analogy. So think of media channels as salespeople. Okay. So let's just like take a little detour for a second. Let's say that we're hiring 10 salespeople. Okay. So what we want to happen is we want to have a quota of $50,000 a month for each one of them. And we want to hire 10 and we want to, and they all sell what they're supposed to. And we hit $500,000 a month and everybody's really happy. Okay. That's never, ever, ever what's going to happen. Okay. What's going to happen is two are going to sell 80% of what gets sold and eight are going to sell 20% of what gets sold. Okay. So what you're going to have is you're going to have like two people that sell like 100,000 or 200,000. And then you're going to have these other eight where, well, you know, Susie sold 16K and Joe sold 10 and somebody sold 5 and somebody sold 3 and somebody sold 0. Like they're doing really bad, right? And then you have these outliers that did super well. Okay. And so then the egalitarian sales manager is going to go, oh, well, let's fix Susie. Let's fix Mac. Let's fix Joe. Right. And then they try to prop them up and they go to all their sales appointments with them and they try to fix them and they give them CDs and, you know, and books and all this kind of stuff. And they, you're never going to fix them. Like, actually, you should just fire them and like spend all your time on the two good ones, getting the two good ones to sell better, because any effort that you spend, like whatever tool or whatever education or whatever money or resources, anything, it's going to get you 16 times more with the good two than it gets with the other eight. Okay. Right. Because the 20% produce 80 and the 80 produce 20 and the difference is 16x. Okay. So let's go back to. So I'm saying you'll sell more with two good people than 10 that you just got off the street, okay? Because 80-20 says you will. Now, let's go to social media and like all the communication channels, okay? Well, when you take energy away from a bad one and add it to a good one, you get a 16x return compared to what you were getting before, okay? Now, maybe this is going to sound sexist, but I just think women are even more susceptible to this idea that they're supposed to do all of it than men are, okay? Because women multitask better than men. I think everybody knows that. Can I say that? And so, and like my wife, I mean, good grief, I don't even know how she does like all the 900 zillion things. Like,
amen. But amen, women brother,
women get guilted into stuff and like, oh, you know, you haven't updated your Pinterest page in 3 weeks. Oh my goodness, right? No, if you're in Snapchat and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook, like you're spread so thin you're never gonna get anywhere. Now, like with me, I advertise on Facebook. And I advertise a little bit on Google AdWords right now, not a great deal, but I actually concentrate 90% of my efforts on email. And I have really good reasons for that. Okay. I'll tell you several. Number one, if you look at the stats and the reports and the industry stuff, you will consistently find that email way outperforms every other sales channel if you actually are trying to sell something. Okay. Email is still the center of the universe when it comes to getting things done. Like, if anybody's getting...
I'm big on email, too. I really believe that is my mode of communication as well. Yeah.
Okay, and Facebook, people go on Facebook to check out. They don't go to Facebook to do something. Now, if you're selling something that's about checking out, okay, if you're like a musician or whatever, then maybe that's great. But, like, I'm really good at email, and I'm really, you know, and I just focus on that, and I actually created situations where people...
But Perry, that might be a different response for somebody else. Let's say somebody, their YouTube channel might be their thing.
Yes.
You know, maybe video marketing is like... And you're saying, like, figure out what your thing is and nail it, right?
And do one, right? Like, you're a YouTuber and YouTube is really working for you, then nail YouTube. And,
I agree.
You know, okay, maybe you got a Twitter account and probably got somebody else, you know...
So let's say it is YouTube is your thing. So what you're saying is 80-20 rule, get rid of all those other social media channels, focus on YouTube. 80-20 rule, look at what's working on YouTube. And quit doing the other 80% of the videos you're doing that aren't working on YouTube. So now you've got right. those 20% that are working. Can you take that and can you dive it down even more? Like, can yes. you take those 20 that are working and figure out which ones are selling?
Well, yes.
You know, which ones are converting? I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
If you have 200 YouTube videos, I guarantee you that 20% of them got 80% of the views, and 4% got 64% of the views, and 1% of them got half the views. If you have 200 YouTube videos, two of them got half the views.
Yeah, for sure. Without a doubt.
Where are you going to put your advertising dollars? And how, like, if you're trying to get more people onto the channel, like, we're almost conditioned by school and stuff to, like, spend all of our time polishing turds. Like, oh, this little video is not doing very well. Let me see if I can... No, like, you're just waste all this energy. Like, you know, the things out there, you don't get to decide how, you know, inherently popular the thing is. It just is what it is, right? And then you look at the stuff that worked and you go, okay, I got these two videos. And, you know, there might be like 20 different things I did in each of these videos, but four out of the 20 are mostly what worked. What was it? Well, there's clues, right? Like, what were the little words and phrases that you used that people just picked up and started using? Like, when you talk to your customers, like, you say, here, let me show you this thing, and you tell them about the thing. And then they put it in their hand, and then they talk back to you about it. It's the words they use talking back to you that's actually going to sell. Like, yeah, you just got it started, but what's the feedback? And see, 80-20 is actually about feedback. It's about reinforced behavior. Okay, so a river, you know, if you get a little bit of a river and then it starts to flow, it starts digging deeper, and that's feedback, right? Or two 14-year-old kids drink Jack Daniels for the first time, okay? And one of them kind of likes it, and one of them likes it a little more. 30 years later, one of them is one drink a week, and the other one's 10 drinks a day, and he's alcoholic. Okay. That's positive feedback because he liked it a little more, which caused him to buy more, which caused him to like it a little more, and it got him in a loop, and 30 years later, he's in Al-Anon.
Wow. Do you know, I'm telling you, the thing you're saying, too, like, it's hitting me that you're even talking about ways of breaking habits and ways of looking at behavior. I mean, this is so powerful. I want to take a quick check-in with our Facebook audience because I want to make sure everybody understands just how foundational this is, what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to work less and make more money, because what you're doing is you're not just doing everything. You're not just doing what everybody tells you. I mean, one thing we have in common as brain trainers here at the Mind Aware is we're rebels. We don't want to do what everybody tells us to do. We want to do it our way. And this is a perfect example of how you can do that, be more effective and take more time off, have more time for all those good things. I am Dana Weil with the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Perry Marshall. I want to make sure that you check this out. Go to perrymarshall.com, and Perry is P-E-R-R-Y, Marshall.com. And if you do the /8020, the actual numbers, 8020, you're going to see that you can pick up this book, and there are a lot of really cool bonuses with this, including the DNA test that you absolutely have to take. This book will change the way you work. It will change the way you work. It will change the way you make money. And I can't endorse it more wholeheartedly than I am right now. So make sure and check that out. You can even do it while we're checking in with the Facebook audience if you want to. For those of you that don't know, we're here live every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Get in on the conversation. Come on in and join us. We'll be right back. And when I come back, we're going to give you some practical steps for putting this in practice in your business. Be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only a dollar a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U.com. Check it out today.
Hi, it's Dana Wild, and welcome back to the Mind Aware Show. We're having a really great conversation with Perry Marshall, and I want to make sure you go check out his new book, 80/20. So you go to perrymarshall.com/8020. That's 8020. And Perry is spelled P-E-R-R-Y, by the way. PerryMarshall.com/8020. There are a lot of really cool bonuses if you get the book there as opposed to going on Amazon. Like, you can do a DNA test. You can do all sorts of really cool stuff that's available as bonuses for getting the book there. Perry is a sales and marketing guru, and he's been really instrumental in my business. And so I was so excited when I found out I had the opportunity to do this interview, because I think the 80/20 rule, I know when I've heard about it in the past, it tends to be this kind of thing where you hear about it, you go, oh, wow, that's cool. And then you look up some numbers, you go, oh, well, it's true. You know, 80% of my sales are coming from 20%. And then you go, wow, wasn't that interesting? And then we let it go, and that's it. That's right. What we do with it. And what Perry is suggesting with this book, and I couldn't agree more, is that start making this in the forefront of your life and in how you're running your business. Start implementing practical steps to really get rid of that dead weight. If you're not doing any of that dead weight anymore, you've got more time and you're making more money. Simple as that. Perry, let's talk about that. Do you want to give us some ideas on how we can start to implement this?
Yeah, so you use this word positive intentional action. So here's the thing. 80/20 is going to happen, but you can happen to 80/20 rather than 80/20 happen to you. So let me give you an example. So I did a seminar a while back, and I said, so there was like, I don't know, 250 people in the room. And I go, stand up if you own shoes, okay? And then sit down if you own less than 5 pairs of shoes. And then, you know, people sit down, and they go, okay, now sit down if you got less than 10. And then less than 20 and 40. I kept doubling the number. 80, 160, 320, 640. Okay. All right. So I get to 320 shoes, and there's like 4 people standing up. Okay. And then I get to 600, and there's 1. So there was 1 lady who had 800 pair of shoes. Like, I said, okay, so how many? 800. Okay. And I did, I also did it with domain names, similar, same room, actually. There's a couple of guys, there's somebody in there that had 5 million domain names. Okay. Now, here's what was really interesting is every time I doubled my number, half the people that were standing up sat down. This is actually how the world kind of distributes itself. Okay. Now, I could have done watches. I could do real estate, and I have. Okay, it's true. And so you'll always get in a room full of 250 people, you'll have like 2 people who own like a fourth of the shoes. Now, how do you use this in your business? So I call this the Starbucks principle of the $2,700 espresso machine. Okay, so 80/20, you can use 80/20 to predict that if 1,000 people a week come into your Starbucks and buy a $5 latte, one of them is almost guaranteed to buy a shiny, gleaming, stainless steel $2,700 espresso machine. Because the law of 80/20 says that for every one person who will spend $5 at Starbucks, for every 1,000, you know, they'll just spend, one of them will spend that much money. It's there. It's burning a hole in their pocket. It wants to leap out of their pocket and into the cash register. You just have to have a good reason for it to leap out and go into the cash register. It's like a little fish, okay? Now, if you don't have a $2,700 espresso machine, you will not get the $2,700. Okay, so if you are a coach and you have 10 coaching clients they're paying you $500 a month, okay? Two of them want to pay you $2,000 a month.
Yeah, they want to pay you more. Yeah, exactly. People are afraid to charge more, but the reality is you've got a whole base of clients who wants to give you more money. So appeal to that 20%. So you want to keep all 100 who are spending the smaller amount per month, but you want to create the higher offering for those that want to spend more. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's part of it. So first off, you know, there is this small number of people that want to give you way more money. So you need to build a espresso machine for them to buy. They don't want to pay four times more for the same thing. They want a deeper experience, like they want a retreat, or they want you to come to their house and work with them for 3 days, or they want you to talk to their son or their daughter, I don't know, you know, whatever, okay? But now, you actually made me think of another little piece. So let's say you've got 100. Well, I'll guarantee you that, like, the bottom worst 10 are making you miserable. And you will actually make more money if you politely and gently fire them and just get rid of them. I stood up in front of a whole seminar of accountants, of CPAs. I went to the CPA seminar and they had me in. And I said, so how many of you have like a tax preparation client where, man, their, you know, their shoebox of receipt is always a disaster and they're sending you 12,000 emails and they're complaining, and how many of you have that client, right? And all these hands go up. And I go, see, y'all like wiggle your hand if you're like that client, right? And I said, okay, I, Perry Marshall, author, 80-20 sales and marketing, I bequeath you the permission to fire these people. Now, you don't need to be mean about it, but you can say, you know, and actually right now would be a great time. Like, it's December, right? Okay. And so you send this letter to these people and you say, well, my governing board and I had a meeting. And of course, you know who that is, right? It's probably us, yeah. Right? My board of governors had a meeting and we decided that we're adjusting the direction of our accounting firm in 2018. And there are certain customers that we just can't serve anymore. And unfortunately, we won't be able to handle your taxes this year. However, I've provided you a list of other accounting firms, and I will be happy to transfer all of your information over and facilitate it. And, you know, I really like, you know, I like your poodle and all of that, right? But unfortunately, you know, we're just going to have... Right.
Okay. Don't let the door hit you in the bum on the way out.
Okay. Now, I probably don't have time to explain why, but you're actually losing money just taking their money. Okay.
I agree.
Like, you'll actually make more money with less revenue. Like, if you pick the right 10%, you cut them, you get rid of them. Most companies, like, this is almost always true. It's almost always true that 10% of whatever a company is shipping out, they're taping dollar bills to it, to every box. Yeah.
Well, I agree, because you got the customer service expense. And on top of that, frankly, I mean, this is also the reason. Think of email lists. How much of your email list is not responding and not engaging, and how much is it affecting your deliverability? I mean, I think if we can pull this back, because I know we have to wrap up, and I want, like, one piece of parting advice from you. But what I'm hearing you say loud and clear is, start looking at every aspect of your business and don't be afraid to cut off that dead weight. Don't be afraid to just focus on the part that's performing and then dive deep into that part that's performing, because what's going to happen is you're going to save yourself a lot of headache. And even just from a brain training aspect, if you're not dealing with all of that dead weight or all those negative customers, you're automatically in a better place. So do you have any kind of parting shot you want to give everybody, Perry?
I want to mention that today, how many minutes, and I think there's 480 minutes in an 8-hour day, if I'm not mistaken, okay? 1% of those minutes generate 50%. Okay, so what's 1% of 400? It's five minutes of your day controls 50% of what you get out of your day. Now, why? How would that be? Well, it could be the one email to the one person where they're like, oh, yeah, I absolutely want to pay you $1,000 a month to do this stuff for me, right? Or it's a negotiation, right? It's like maybe it could be you're buying a car from somebody and you ask for an extra concession and you drop the price by $750 and it only took you 30 seconds. Well, that's $1,500 a minute, which is how many dollars an hour? People don't realize, like, your time is not equal. There are these little pivot points in, you know, this little, it's like, think of a little red line, like, right in the middle of your day, like, or a green one, like, for money, right? Boom. Boom. Or you wreck your car. It costs, like, $300,000 a minute to wreck a car, right?
Well, and the thing, I mean, what's so exciting about this is that you're talking about, you know, we're all about getting aware, right? And being aware about your thoughts, but you're talking about being aware about your results.
Yeah.
Like really getting laser focused, because if you can start to replicate that over and over, and granted, every 5 minutes, you may not be able to make 50% of your income, but if you become aware that it's that 5 minute thing that does it, you can have more of those 5 minute things, because you can analyze and say that was the thing that I did that made that money. I mean, that's just so powerful. It blows my mind. I'm really excited now to look at my day and look at my time and see where those 5 minute pockets are for me that are generating the income.
If you do a 1 hour coaching session with a client, half the value is from there's a 5 minute section of that.
Totally.
Right. And maybe all you do at first is you hang up the phone and you go, what was the best 5 minutes of that conversation?
Yeah.
And you go, it was between 10:35 and 10:40. You might just pop an email and you go, hey, here's your recording. And by the way, I just thought that section between 10:35 and 10:40 was absolutely golden. And if you'll just do that with your son or daughter, I think you're going to get huge results. And it'll usually be true. And you can be so much more effective.
Perry, what's so cool about it is you can do that about every hour of your day. You can look back and say, what did I do? I love this. We'll have to figure out a way to just have you back and keep talking, because I love what you're saying, and I really appreciate you taking time and being here with us.
It's been great. It's been really honored to be on your show. I love your enthusiastic audience, so thank you, everybody, for listening to us today. And positive, intentional action.
Yeah, baby.
Right?
That's it. Positive. I know. And combine it with this 80-20, and you get this, right? Everybody, you hear this. Make sure and check out perrymarshall.com/8020. Check out the book. I'll be reading it with you so we can talk about it. I would love to hear what you say. Head over to the Facebook group, and we'll have some conversations about this. I think you understand that the important thing is awareness about this, being willing to look back on it. We are not known for being sheep here, where we just go out and we just do what everybody tells us to do. What we do instead is we live thoughtfully, we live intentionally, and this is a perfect example of how to do that in the action arena. You can look at what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, on an hour-to-hour basis, and say, what's really having an effect? And can I let go of all of that other stuff? Like, do I feel like I need to do it for my image? No, you don't, because you're a brain trainer and you know how to look at stuff and say, I am going to make an impact. I'm going to make more money by working less and making more. And a great place to start is the 80-20 rule. And you know the best part? You can do it right now. You can start right today. Now. You can start right this second. And we will see you next time on the Mind Aware.
There's nothing quite like a Dana rant.
Say it over and over and over again, because it makes me so happy to have something that rhymes.
Stop, cancel, clear. All my love is here. Stop, cancel, clear. All my power is here.
Like, oh my God, I was always told never to be selfish.
I know. Exactly, exactly.
I just love it. It's just the little things, right? See you next time on The Mind Aware Show.